Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned how those who live by God's wisdom will flourish in His presence. But those who despise God's wisdom are effectively cutting themselves off from their source of life. The wise father now reminds his young son how he should guard his father's teaching and why. Verses 1 to 12 consist of a talk giving further instructions and motivations for living wisely. Today, we look at the introduction to this talk. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, reading from the ESV. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Proverbs in its entirety, its introduction and all its collections is referred to as the wise father's teaching. The young son is to make this teaching the root of his morals and ethics. His wise father's instructions, faithfully observed, will guard and enhance his life. By remembering them, the young son will not separate himself from God's covenant people. From childhood, having heard his wise father's teachings, the young son has committed them to memory. Now he's called to commit them to action, to live them. What should motivate him to do this? Moses had called God's people to diligently follow God's commands, to not turn aside, to walk committedly and wholeheartedly in God's way. By doing so, they would know abundant life in His presence. So also, by living his father's teaching, the young son will honor God and enjoy fullness of life, whether in the shorter time span of days or the longer time span of years, he will flourish. No wasted years. No interminable aging. No becoming a burden to himself and others. Instead, his life will be meaningful. Letting wisdom navigate him through life's choices will bring the young son both life and peace. This peace is not the absence of struggle and challenge, but their transcending. All things, including adversity and hardship, will work together for good for the young son as he continues to wholeheartedly trust in the Lord. And he will know an ongoing, completing, fulfilling, and perfecting of life which transcends circumstances and human understanding. In living such a life, the young son will be a blessing to others. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 4. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that your wisdom is fully trustworthy. Your wisdom has created safe and dependable life paths for us and guides us along them. We rejoice in your strength and delight in your salvation. You teach us to trust you. From out of your love, we will not go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.